It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, how are you today? I'm feeling very good. And I brought a tree to show to thee. Yes, this is a tree, a juniper tree. It's 1.5 years old. Yes, it's been growing from a seed for 1.5 years. I think it's a beautiful little tree. I wanted to show you a lot of different trees today, but I couldn't bring a whole lot of trees. So I asked Mr. McFeely if he would bring some pictures of different trees, if he could find them for us. And oh, maybe that's he already. Let's look and see. It is. Welcome, Mr. McFeely.
I deliver it to you.
You have the pictures?
I do. They're right here. I have slides. You can put in picture.
Good. Will you watch them?
Oh, I'd like to. I'd like to tell you something about them.
Good.
I wanted to bring the trees themselves, but I couldn't. They're just too big to carry around.
Oh, I know. Some trees are very large. Should we just start?
Just start.
Hi.
Hi, and speedy delivery. Now, let me see. Now, that's cypress trees.
Cypress.
Mm-hmm. They're evergreen, something like your juniper tree.
Evergreen, that means it's always green.
Always green, that's right.
Forever green. And these are cypress trees.
That's right.
They look like points going up to the sky.
Now the next one is an umbrella acacia.
It does look like an umbrella, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Acacia.
Acacia.
Imagine sitting under that umbrella right there. Umbrella.
Now the next one is a baobab.
Baobab tree. What a strange looking tree. Baobab tree.
Oh, now that's a dogwood tree. I just planted one of those in my backyard today.
Dogwood tree.
Dogwood tree. Now, if you press the button again, you'll see a close-up of the flowers of the dogwood tree.
Four petals in each flower. Isn't it beautiful?
It certainly is. I enjoy planting trees. Now, that's an orange grove.
Orange grove, where oranges grow.
That's right, you can see them on the trees there.
And here?
Now there you go, there's oranges and the orange blossoms.
Orange blossoms.
Now, the next one, do you know what they are? You can take a guess?
I don't know what that is.
That's a banana tree plantation. You see the picture of the people here, how small they are and how big the trees
yes.
are? See?
Oh, they're huge, those trees. What's next?
Well, they're the bananas. That's how they grow.
Oh, they grow right up into the sunlight, don't
they? That's right.
Bananas.
Now, let's see. That is a fig tree.
Fig tree.
Now, if you push the button again, you'll see a fig. There you go. There's a fig in the fig
leaves.
Oh,
could you just reach up there?
Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't take things off trees and eat them. You should ask people who know about things like that.
I see. Before you do.
That's right.
And what's this one?
That's a high tree.
High tree. Oh, they're very fine, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy those.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. A hi and a goodbye. Well, I enjoy planting trees and looking at pictures, too, of trees.
I certainly like them.
Well, I'll see you around the neighborhood. Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
He always has interesting things to show, doesn't he? Of course, nowhere except in make-believe could all those different kinds of trees grow together. Each one takes a special climate to grow in. But they all have roots in the ground, firmly rooted. Let's get the trolley and have some make-believe ourselves. Hi, trolley. King Friday asked Lady Aberlin and Robert Troll to make a mountain near the castle. So, they've decided to cover Grandpère's tower with trees and call it a mountain.
let's just make believe that everybody's helping with the making of the mountain at the Eiffel Tower right now. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, trolley. We're all trying to help make the mountain. Oh, I will. Thank you very much. Oh, Miss Polificate.
Oh, Queen Sarah, could I help you?
Thank you. This little evergreen should do nicely, don't you think?
Oh, very nicely.
I like your orange tree, Miss P.
Oh, a little fruit now and then is very tasty on a mountain.
Why don't we just go over together?
Oh, fine. Oh, looks like they're doing very well.
Yes, come along.
Oh, here comes some good help.
Well, we'll try.
Oh, my, it looks like you've done a great deal here.
Oh, yeah, we're coming along nicely. Lady Evelyn and the others have gone to get a few more trees.
I see. Oh, well, it's beautiful.
Oh, could I put that up there for you, Queen Sarah?
Well, I think I'd like to do it myself, Handyman, so I could tell Friday that I actually placed the evergreen with my own hands. Oh, do you think it'd look nice up here? Right up here, maybe. Sorry, I dropped the tree.
Oh, don't worry about the tree, Queen Sarah. We'll get that later.
It's my arm that seems to hurt.
Oh, well, we must get you to a hospital.
Well, I'll be all right, I know.
Oh, the emergency room.
Right.
Yes, we must go to the emergency room of the hospital. I'll call Friday from there.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to help, and now look at this. Yes, Trolley. It was an accident, Trolley.
We're going to the emergency room. The emergency room of the hospital.
Oh, yes, thank you, Trolley. Yes, all right.
Of course, that was just make-believe. Just pretend. But did it seem scary to you? I mean, Queen Sarah is a mother, and she had an accident. We pretended she fell down and hurt herself badly enough to have to go to the hospital. But we all know that accidents can really happen, and that people can really get hurt. That's why a hospital has an emergency room. That's one place to go if you need doctors and nurses to help you in a hurry. Have you ever needed to hurry to a hospital emergency room? It's hard to think of rushing to a strange place if you're sick or hurt. But I've learned that if you talk about things that are scary or strange, it can make those things seem easier. I visited the emergency room of our neighborhood hospital so I could help you to understand better about the things that happen there. I'd like you to see some of the things I remember about my visit. Excuse me, please. I'm looking for someone by the name of Maureen Cusack.
Oh, yeah, she's expecting you. She's in the triage room right over here. Oh,
thank you very much.
Well, hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Ms. Cusack.
I'm so glad you could drop by. This
Thank
is
you.
My friend Tiffany. This
Hi,
is
Tiffany.
Her mom, Mrs. Stevenson. Would you like to watch while still Mrs. Tiffany's
Stevenson.
Examined?
Is that all right if I watch your examination?
Yes.
Thank the you. First room you come to is the triage room. That's where nurses and doctors decide just what to do to help you. I learned that Tiffany had fallen down and bumped her head. Her mother brought her to the emergency room and stayed with her during the examination.
Your knees are okay and all this down here? Just your head, right up about here?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it hurt a lot?
No.
No? Can you tell me what happened?
I fell off my skates.
You fell off your skates?
Yeah.
You fell off them and bumped your head, huh?
Yeah.
Tiffany, what we're going to do is a couple little things just to make sure you're okay. One of them is take your blood pressure.
Nurses and doctors may need to measure many things before they know just how to help you. And children can be a real help themselves by telling where they hurt.
And remember, it doesn't hurt or anything. It feels a little bit tight, but not very much. Right?
Right.
Okay. You can watch me pump it up down here, Tiffany. That's a girl.
See, look at this going up. And then it'll go down.
It's real good, Tiffany. Mr. Rogers, can you move this out of the way just a bit?
Sure.
Tiffany, what we're going to do now is measure your temperature, just the way your mom does at home, but this is a different kind of a thermometer. It's a whole lot bigger. Okay, you want to hold it? That's it. Now we'll put this under your tongue, real easy. Okay, and you can watch the numbers right here. They will be going up, 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 pretty fast. See that? Okay, Tiffany, that's real good. It's all finished, so I'm going to take it out now. Okay? What we're going to do next is put you up on the scale and measure how big you are. I'll help you down off the table. We'll just atta girl. Just hold on with two hands. Okay. Now, let's get back up on the table. Here, I'll help you. There. Mrs. Stevenson, I think Tiffany looks real good, and what we're going to do now is take her into an examining room where one of the doctors will do a little different kind of an examination on her.
Even though this place is called the emergency room, there are many more rooms than just one. All of these rooms are part of the hospital's emergency department. This room is called the waiting room. Sometimes the nurses and doctors are so busy that you have to wait to see them. When you're not feeling good, it can be very hard to wait, but the doctors and nurses have to help the people who need emergency care the fastest. I heard some children crying in that waiting room. It's okay to cry when you're hurt or if you're feeling bad. Somebody once said to me, just babies cry. Well, that's not true. Everybody cries once in a while. Some of the people I saw in that waiting room were waiting for X-ray pictures. I learned that X-ray pictures can show many of the things inside a person's body so doctors can try to help you get better. Lionel Young is a doctor I know who understands a lot about X-rays.
It's good to talk to you about X-rays, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I'm glad to know about it, and there are many children who have questions about such things. What can you tell us about it in here?
This is what we use. This is an X-ray camera.
Well, it's huge. Doesn't look like a regular one.
It works like a camera.
Oh, it does.
This is the film.
You mean that if I would put my hand here, that could take a picture of it?
It would take a picture of the inside of your hand, not so much the outside.
Well, the inside?
Yes. Let me show you. This is an X-ray picture.
It's not a picture of my hand, is it?
No, this is a child we did 2 days ago. The light areas represent the bones. This hand shows the normal bones, and there are no breaks. In this hand, there's a break in the center of this bone. See the sharp edges?
Right in here?
Yes.
It must hurt to have a broken bone.
I remember when I broke a bone as a boy, and it really hurt plenty. Mm-hmm. But X-ray can show us what's wrong, and then something can be done about it.
I know some children who might wonder that if you can see the inside of a hand with X-ray, could you see the inside of somebody's head and know what that person's thinking?
No. The x-ray picture won't show thoughts or feelings. Those are things that we really can't see or touch. Our thoughts are our very own.
Our thoughts are our own. That's good to know.
Excuse me, Mr. Rogers. Dr. Young, this is Kirk. We're going to take an x-ray of his arm. You can stay and watch if you like.
I met a boy named Kirk who had hurt his arm that day. He came to the x-ray room in the emergency department so the doctors could see if he had hurt anything inside his arm. Then they could know how to try to help him get better.
Okay, just turn it over nice and easy and down. That's fine. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Open your fingers for me. That's fine. Okay, now it's important that you keep your arms still while we get this x-ray. Try not to move. Okay, we're all set. Now, if you'll just step out for a moment.
When it's time to take the x-ray picture, only the person in the picture can stay near the x-ray camera. Everyone who isn't needed must leave the room.
All right, Kirk, now that's fine. Just hold still. Don't move.
The x-ray camera doesn't hurt, but if part of your body is already hurting, it could be hard to hold it in the right position for people to make the picture.
That's fine. You can come in now. You all right?
Well, that was quick.
Okay.
It doesn't take long to make or take the x-ray.
Hope you'll be feeling well real soon, Kirk.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll take you back to your father now.
Do you think his arm's badly hurt?
Just looking at it from the outside, I don't think so. But we'll know when we look at the x-ray picture.
But what if a bone is broken?
If it is broken, it'll need to have a plaster cast. That's a special bandage to allow it to heal. Fortunately, children, because they're growing, heal quickly.
Dr. Young said that children heal quickly. Heal. That means to get better. I know that many times I've had a little cut on my skin, and each of those cuts has healed. Can you remember a time when you've had a little cut? Probably a grown-up, you know, helped you to take care of that cut by washing it and covering it with a bandage. Well, if a person gets a very bad cut, there's a place in the hospital emergency department that's just for that. It's called the suture room. Dr. Holly Davis showed me that. I know the emergency department's a very busy place, Dr. Davis, so I'm grateful that you'd take time to show us these things.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Rogers. This room is the suture room, and it's the part of the emergency department where we take care of children who come in with cuts.
All kinds of cuts?
All kinds of cuts.
Well, what if I would come in, for instance, with a cut on my hand? What would you do?
Well, the first thing we would do is we would very carefully clean the cut using special soap and extra clean water to wash away any dirt or germs that might be in or near the cut. It totally clean.
Would that hurt?
No, it wouldn't hurt because these are very gentle and they don't sting at all.
I see. Well, then what would you do after you've washed it?
Well, then we would look at it very carefully to see just how big and how deep it is. That way we can tell the best way to bring the edges of the skin together so that it heals just right.
And how would you do that?
Well, that would depend on the size and the depth of the cut. If it were a small cut or a medium-sized one and it wasn't very deep at all, generally what we would use is something like this plastic strip. And we would hold the edges of the cut together like this and put the strip on just like that.
And then they'd grow back together, those two pieces of skin.
That's right.
But what if it was a very deep cut?
In that case, we generally have to do some special sewing to hold the edges of the cut together more firmly.
Is that like needle and thread kind of sewing?
It's like needle and thread kind of sewing, but we do use very special fine thread that's extra clean, and the needles that we use are very small.
But that must really hurt.
Well, it would hurt. However, we use a special numbing medicine that numbs the edges of the cut and stops any hurting.
You have to put it in like you give somebody a shot.
It's sort of like a shot, that's right. And we inject it in the edges of the cut. Unfortunately, when we inject it, that does sting a bit. But the medicine starts working in about a minute or two, and then all the hurting goes away, and there's no hurting at all when we're sewing the edges of the cut together.
But that's a big sting to begin with.
That's a big sting to begin with sometimes, yes.
So you don't do the sewing until there isn't any feeling in the hand.
That's right. We make sure that it's absolutely numb. And then when we've gotten the edges together just so, we'll put a bandage on like that to keep the cut clean while it's healing. Mm-hmm. And then the children generally can come back in a few days and we'll take the bandage off and we can remove the stitches. And fortunately, that doesn't hurt at all.
Well, that's good. But I bet when you're doing this work, it's very helpful for the child to be still.
Well, that is important. And some of our children can hold still all by themselves. But a lot of children who come have trouble holding still. And then it's important to give them some help with that. And generally, the best way of doing that is to use what we call a papoose board.
Papoose? You mean like Native Americans used to call their babies? And
it's sort of like that, very similar. In fact, we have one right here that I can show you. It has this nice soft pad that the children can lie on, and then these special straps that fold over like that and hold them in nice and snug.
I wonder if I could try it.
Sure. It's going to be a little bit small for you because it's designed for children, but I think you can get the idea.
You just put your head here, is that it?
That's right. And watch out for the light.
Oh, this is a light.
Yeah, that's our special light that we use to help us see the cuts real well. Now, once you're in, you bring these straps up like this, and we hold the end nice and snug. Now, you're a little bit big for the arm straps, but I think you get the idea.
I do. That would hold you in.
Mm-hmm.
Help
nice
you
and
stay
snug.
Still. Yeah. I would think that it would be very hard to remember to stay still if you were scared and hurting. And I imagine there are a lot of people who come here who are hurt and scared.
Well, that's true. But one nice thing about working in a place like this is knowing that we have a lot of different ways in which we can help children to get better.
Thanks for doing that, Dr. Davis, and thanks
for
showing
us. Oh,
you're
welcome.
Doctors and nurses have many different ways to help you get better. But it's your body that does the healing. Mm-hmm. You may have had a toy doll or teddy bear that got torn or broken. Well, dolls and teddy bears don't heal themselves. But a person's body can heal itself. That's good to know, isn't it? And often your doctor or nurse can tell you ways to get better faster. Maybe by taking care to keep your bandage clean and dry, and getting enough rest and eating good healthy foods. Of course, I hope you never have an accident and have to go to your hospital's emergency department. But if you ever do, many of the things you'll see and hear there will be like the things you've seen and heard with me today. Some of the things might be a little different, but all hospitals have doctors and nurses who want to take good care of you. I wanted to show you what an emergency room was like because I think that you like to be told important things too. I know I do. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told. I like to be told if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you feel that way too? So much to think about. You know, when children have an accident and get hurt, their mothers or fathers sometimes seem angry and sad. "Why can't you be more careful?" I've heard parents say to their children. Well, that's because we grown-ups care about children. We don't want you ever to be sick or ever to get hurt. We want you to be as careful as possible so you can keep yourself well and healthy all the time you're growing. It's a good feeling to know that there are people who care that much about you and want to help. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.